One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by Sheen.
Ramble.
I was low-key pissed because I was like, it's my first night in Japan and you're taking me to get Italian?
Probably the dumbest thing I've done with my money, other than buying a car and then breaking it a lot and then repairing it too many times, went to a Red Lobster and I think I spent like $320.
Damn, my dude!
How?
The doctors can like shine a light on the person's butt. And the tapeworm will, like, peek out.
What?
I want to talk about all the people I want to put in prison.
Oh,
I'm so sorry, guys. That's the tone of my life.
It's November, guys. It's like Gemini season, but with three times more conspiracies.
Helena Bonham Carter, I barely know her.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to talk, and I brought some coffee, and I got these little burps going.
Don't take Courtney's brain.
It's like she's here.
Welcome, everybody, to the Smoshcast. This is a, we've decided this podcast is going to be about our favorite places, or places that we hope are our favorite places, that places that we haven't been, places that we have been, and places that we haven't been that we want to go to.
Okay. Yeah. Travelcast.
Travelcast. You know, I think it's important to get out there and see other people, see other cultures, get to understand the world that's outside of your own, and traveling is the best way to do that. If you don't have the money to travel, Wikipedia is there.
Just read a book.
Yeah.
Just
Google Street View.
Yeah, that's true. Also, Noah, we've never done a podcast together.
No.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Good to see you.
I didn't get the memo, but that's okay.
Hey, no, you did. It's just up there. We took it from you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Clever boy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
This is a never before seen combo on the Smoshcast.
Mm-hmm.
Just three old boys.
The devil's trio.
Are we kind of like a
nope,
Pokemon
that's
evolution?
Something very different,
yes.
Damien.
Oh, is that a different thing?
The Devil's Trio?
Is that actually a thing?
What is that?
Oh, no.
It's over my head.
Well, it's got to be a sex term,
yeah.
if he's going like, whoa.
I think that's what it is.
Oh,
is
usually sex terms about that mean like being very dirty, and I mean that is an unclean, like when doing things, you know what I mean?
Or maybe it's a Devil's Triangle.
Oh, no, that's where Amelia Earhart is.
It's definitely, the Devil's Trio is definitely a sex thing.
It's a sex. Well, okay.
Wasn't that like a thing that was in like Brett Kavanaugh's,
one
of his diaries?
Oh, my God.
And then he said it was a drinking game.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, it's a drinking game.
Oh, well, I'll say, clearly you can randomly say the term and have it mean something else.
That's right.
Do you remember like that would always happen in elementary and middle school where you're like, oh, you know, we got on the swings the other day and then we were swinging backwards and people were like, oh, swinging backwards. Like you would just say a random thing and then someone would repeat something their cousin told them.
That's
like,
so funny.
Right?
Well, we for the Just Dance video that we did, Mari showed up as a pinata and we're like, Mari,
well, it was Matt Robb.
Because we were talking about, you were in on this bit, right?
Yeah, I caught on pretty quick.
Yeah, because we were like, Mari, that's incredibly offensive. Japanese pinata, you don't know what that means?
That's so funny.
It was much more of like a slow burn, though, and Matt's like, oh, I get it, Japanese pinata. And he sort of let her piece it together, where she was
she's
like, wait,
is
what? Is that a thing? And then I just went like... Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
And then she was like, what? Is that a what? And so literally until midway through shooting, I was just, and she was
oh,
just like.
Oh, you told her?
Yeah, she was like,
wow.
What is a Japanese pinata?
Oh.
I'm like, all right, so it's like when Matt Robb wants to mess with his friend.
Yeah.
And then she was just like, oh God.
She totally believed it.
You guys suck because I was a victim of that. I'm now the only victim that didn't know, I guess, because after leaving that conversation with you guys, she was still on it. And she was asking other people what a Japanese pinata was. And so it was my job to try to figure out what that meant. And I think I was talking with Olivia and she was like, oh my gosh, like I hate how people are fetishized and stuff like that. Like she's really not about like porn in general, but I guess specifically like Japanese pinata is definitely more offensive than like just a pinata, you know? So we were pretty like not happy about it.
Wow.
But it turns out it's nothing at all.
It's nothing at all.
So now we have to make it.
Yes. I Googled Japanese pinata, nothing showing up. There is there's a sushi
folded like a goose.
There's
like
a sushi
points.
Pinata. It looks kind of cool.
The closest they would have is usually like a watermelon. You blindfold yourself, put a watermelon on the ground, take turns whacking at it until it breaks open, then you eat it.
Oh.
Wow.
It's the Japanese version of a pinata.
Wow. Oh. Kevin, you know a lot about Japan.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is called Devil's Triangle.
What did you just...
What is this podcast?
No, we don't need to worry about that.
Yeah. I'm afraid of the reflection of your glasses of the screen. I'm trying to not look at it just so I don't get a hint.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
it is? It's an appetizer combo at Chili's. It's the Devil's Trio. It's three types of hot cheese. You got a pepper jack, got an aged cheddar, and a mozzarella.
And then boneless wings, which we all know are not wings.
They're rat.
They're smaller chicken tenders.
Oh. I really thought it was rat.
Oh.
I don't know.
I would try rat if it was at a place where like you were supposed
you know,
to eat.
That's
the
so funny rat. Because that's totally what it is. Like in other cultures they eat bugs and stuff and it's like, ooh, bugs. Yeah. But like the moment that it's presented in like a little thing where it's like a joke, like try a cricket, all of a sudden we're willing to buy it. Like if Chili's just served you rat, it would be totally normal to order rat.
I'm not fine with any food that's an accident or a surprise. If there is a bug in your other food, not cool. But if they're like, hey, we raised these bugs specifically to do this awesome bug dish, I'd be like, sure, cook it up. Like, same with anything.
You just landed on literally, I think, a universal, I don't like foods that are an accident or a surprise. And I agree with you. I don't like things that gush that I didn't know were gushing. Like, I don't want things like that going on.
How did you, of all people, have the show Put It In My Mouth?
Because
that was the reason.
I hate things so much.
Oh,
I
really?
Hate them
yeah,
so
when,
much.
When Noah first started on Smosh, like, your half of your cuisine consisted of butter pasta.
Butter and noodles. And they would ask me, like, why don't you put a sauce on it? Do you want a sauce? And I'm like, butter is the sauce. And that was, like, the joke.
That's like saying peppers is spicy.
oh my god!
I had a friend that said that they knew a guy that said that he couldn't put pepper on things because it was too spicy.
Wow!
I mean, I just don't like black pepper in general, but it's certainly not about the spice level.
So I think the reason why we made Put It In My Mouth it was because Noah was so averse to any kind of food, and obviously, like I think your acceptance of food as a whole grew after that show, and us just forcing you to eat regular food.
I'm a big fan of trying things, like a big fan of like obviously trying things that are safe. Like I'm not about to be out here and be like, oh, heroin. Like I've never tried that. Like no, obviously, but things that are normal.
There's no middle ground. Yeah. It's like you only eat butter pasta.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna introduce you to heroin.
But on the level of like trying things that you've never tried, I think you should always do things once, unless it's heroin or skydiving without a parachute. Those are probably the only two.
Sure.
So I remember the first time I ever tried Indian food was actually like probably the first piece of content we ever did for the second channel at the time, but it's now Smosh Pit. Was me trying Indian food.
And do you love it now?
No.
What?
No, I know that I don't like. See, I'll try things, but I know that I don't like them beforehand. There's certain things that I can't get over.
I can respect that you're not a fan of it, but I would encourage you to try. Like, it's like literally saying, oh, I had American food once. I don't like American food. It's like, well, what did you eat? Like a burger or like a new American cuisine? Like, what are we talking about? Same with Indian food. Like, they're incredible curries, but if you don't like red curry, there's yellow curry that's more like sweet, like korma is so good. Or they're these wonderful breads. And like, the fact that you wouldn't like all of it as a genre is just a surprise to me, I'd say.
That's cool. Because I don't know that much. I'm not that in depth.
Okay.
So that's actually
quite,
very interesting.
I don't remember quite what we made you eat. I'm guessing we made you eat like chicken tikka masala, maybe some chana masala, maybe some naan.
I think there was a type of chutney.
Samosa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, samosas. But the general like naan, which is the bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
That shit's fire.
Yeah.
I could eat that all day long.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's good stuff.
Reminds me of lavash.
Yeah. It's very similar. It's like buttery. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to live less than a block from this wonderful Indian restaurant in the heart of Miracle Mile, Los Angeles. And they have another, like they have a few more like locations around Los Angeles, but none are as good as this one in Miracle Mile. And I would get it like every other night. And it would get to the point where like they'd know me and they'd be like, hey, Damien. I'd be like, Bilal, how's it going, man? Like, good to see you. Yeah, you know it. Lamb korma. Thank you very much. Mm. Like, I miss it so much.
That's the rapport. Lamb korma.
That's
it's
great.
Good. It's like a yellow curry. Mm. It's like a dash of cream. They use like cashews and raisins to season as well, which I know doesn't sound good right off the bat, but it's like this sweet, savory.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's so good. I get lamb korma. Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
That sounds good. I'm hungry now.
Yeah, me
too. What type of food do you not like?
I was talking about that on stream last night. Mm-hmm. Someone was like, what is your least favorite food? And I was like, I literally can't think of anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I will try most things. I mean, I've had like ratatouilles before that I've been just not a fan of because there wasn't enough texture. It like kind of felt grody to me.
It's just
but
a
like,
stew.
Mm-hmm. It just felt kind of like stewy. But like, I don't know. Even Brussels sprouts, I'm like, I've had them in ways that are good. I like everything. Like, one of my first weeks here, Mythical Chef Josh was like, hey, who wants to try some muffins? And they had made, like, beet goulash muffins with fish eggs in it as, like, a joke for a Rhett and Link video. And I took a bite and I was like, hey, that's a pretty good muffin. Like, I like a lot of things.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's some gulag food. That's crazy. Sorry, that's rude. That's rude. Coming from goulash. Sorry, that's my grandma's goulash, and I know she won't see.
I thought you were
going to
say your grandma was in the goulash.
No,
yeah.
No, no. She brought some of the recipes back from it, though. She definitely was close to it geographically. Mm. But yeah, that's some
that's a,
tough shoulder.
That's a prison for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Really sad one.
Really not so great.
One of the more fun prisons, I would have to say.
Of all the prisons I've been to.
Yeah, gulag. The gulag is, you know, you gotta try it once, you know. Wow. This could be your new show.
Yeah. Oh my God, let's
put Noah
prisons.
In a gulag.
Yeah.
We go to the worst Yelp-reviewed prison.
Wow, that's so funny. That's unbelievable.
Can you Yelp rate a prison? I want to know that.
Yes,
so.
I think you can.
A correctional
all
facility.
The good ones are in like Norway.
Oh, well, yeah. Because they actually are trying to reform their people and be like, here's how you go about life now. And they're like, thanks for the change. And here it's like, how would we like 20 years of free labor for a minor offense? Mm-hmm. Cool beans.
Yeah.
And we all just sort of shrug and are like, yeah, that's how it goes, I guess.
Yeah, oops.
Yeah, I saw a Swedish prison cell that looked better than
most
of the Airbnbs I see.
Yeah.
I mean, it's smart. It's like, oh, okay. Like, you don't treat the people like they're animals inside, and then maybe they won't come out totally messed up. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. Definitely deeper rooted societal things, different shifts.
Yeah. Also, a lot less people in the prison system in Sweden.
Like, yeah.
if we were to give everyone that kind of treatment in America,
not,
we would need.
They're not monetized, though.
Yeah, well, they're not privatized.
They're not privatized.
Which is essentially the same thing.
Do you think California is getting rid of privatized prisons?
I think there's a thing against it, but I think it's opening up new ones. It's something like that. It's like it's like the half step to hopefully get the full step.
Apparently, a lot of the cheese, the very expensive cheese you get from Whole Foods, is made by prison labor.
Really?
What?
And it's like artisan handcrafted $12 cheese. And it's like, yeah, handcrafted by people who got paid $1 a week.
Cheese?
Like, yeah. Same with a lot of farm-raised fish, too. A lot of the like fish farms are in prisons.
That's crazy.
But they're only in prisons. So it's like, hey, you're learning a trade. You get to learn how to farm for fish. And then when you get out, it's like, well, there aren't jobs for that. That was all in prison.
Attached to that is the idea that I was learned this through fighting the fires in California because a lot of our firefighters are prisoners.
Yes.
Is actually the 13th Amendment, which legalizes slavery in prisons, specifically for convicts. It's still legal to have effectively a slave.
Mm-hmm.
It's illegal under the 13th Amendment for any of these people to then get jobs in that industry. So in California, anyone who just spent, you know, 5 years in order to get a reduced sentence learning how to fight fires on the front line can't become a firefighter.
I don't think it's impossible,
like,
but
that.
It's really hard for a felon to get a job as a firefighter, which really sucks because we're training
yeah,
all these
people. Yeah, specifically
the
fact that there's, you know, 30,000 people that don't have any other skills that would love to be able to do something that are also trained in something we specifically need.
Yeah. But it is kind of funny that like our fires are fought by a work crew of thousands of inmates
and people who probably
are
not
paid $1 a day
near anywhere that's on fire too. Like, they're definitely not from, you know, Thousand Oaks or, you know, the Getty Center.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, it's really what it is.
I mean, I think it's interesting. But yeah, the 13th Amendment, if you guys haven't seen Is it called The 13th on Netflix?
I haven't seen that.
It's Ava DuVernay doc.
Oh, that's really cool.
It talks about the 13th Amendment and how, you know, once slavery was abolished, the South was like, oh, but like, what about this if we...
Mm-hmm. Literally the next day you can get arrested.
Yeah, if they're prisoners, then we can still work them like slaves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You know, it was a fun bit that I was doing yesterday, and I was really yelling it in the office, and I don't know if everyone was there. It doesn't matter. It was on set when we were doing the Just Dance thing, mm-hmm. was I was just really making a point about copyright law and how, like, we always get copyrighted and demonetized for, like, mm-hmm. little bits of anything and how yeah. it's obviously parody or it's obviously this. And I yeah. thought it was so funny if all YouTubers banded together and literally got, like, the law changed, copyright law. Like, both, if you the do it in the United States, it'd be international, but somehow yeah. I think that'd be so funny.
You could band together all the YouTubers and they still wouldn't be as big as the record industry.
No, obviously. Mm. But I think in a way that's yeah. just, like,
it did get a little...
any way that you want to do it. You yeah, know, now we don't listen to anything by Universal, which is like, okay, how are you going to do that? I'm not sure. But
yeah. it did get a little better. YouTube has instituted a slightly better policy mm. where if it's like a 5-second clip of music, they can't claim
an entire video.
Well, they can still choose to like take your video down,
but they can't
take the money from it.
Okay. Makes sense.
So it's mm-hmm. like they can still say like, hey, you're using my content, which is true. Mm-hmm. It is still copyright infringement, mm-hmm. but they can't be like, hey, that video that you spent 30 hours editing, all that work you did, it doesn't matter. You used 5 seconds
You're
of our song, so that's
now.
Our money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can't do that anymore. And they're wow. punishing people they're punishing companies that are doing these claiming for making false claims. So there were companies that were there to just... they benefited from just claiming every possible thing that could slightly be considered mm-hmm. copyright infringement. And there was no real punishment for that until now. So now they're held accountable. So it is better. It is getting better.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
My brain just went to 4 years from now when the future is all subscription-based and the reality that music will be used in YouTube videos is a thing. Everyone knows it and everyone loves it. So now anyone who's, you know, featured on one of these big labels, this big label can partner with YouTube, can partner with anyone at all, and you can pay YouTube $9.95 a month and you can now use any of this music in any of your videos.
Well, they can hope, but...
No, YouTube... that's not a hope. That's a sad future, because you should just be able to use their music unless you're just straight up playing the song in a video so that other people can obviously listen to the song without having to pay for a streaming service or view it on this person's channel where the song is specifically monetized. Mm. But there's definitely a legal case, in my opinion, because I always want to support the underdog unless I'm the business owner. I've never owned a business, mm-hmm. so I don't take that side. But I'm always like, okay, this is obviously parody, or this is obviously being talked over or being right. used in a different way where no one could take the real worth of your product because no one would be using your product through that video, if that makes sense.
I do think there has to be a happy medium, though, because even if you are, you know, people aren't going to come to the video just to listen to it, which they're of course not. I agree with you mm-hmm. there. You are still using something that somebody else made mm-hmm. for the benefit of your own channel. I think mm-hmm. there's a happy medium to be reached, because otherwise if there's no happy medium there and it just sort of feels like free reign, which I would personally love, but mm-hmm. as you said, I'm not a business owner, mm-hmm. same as you, mm-hmm. the companies are always going to try to find a way of like, how do we snatch this back? And mm-hmm. they usually have to do it with ways that we consider a little unsavory or underhanded, like claiming every possible video. Yeah. Yeah. So mm-hmm. until we get an established way to make both parties happy, there's always going to be some screwing over on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, I think it's perfectly in their right. If you're using... I think parody is a different story.
I agree.
If you're parodying a song mm-hmm. and it's a critique that involves the song, that's fair use. Mm-hmm. That should never be claimed. Like when Olivia said mozzarella in the tune of Rihanna's Umbrella like, and they claim that, and that's not okay.
No, that's that was absolutely ridiculous. And I kept trying to think of that example too without specifically doing it, because I'm like, well, damn, I don't want this podcast they to get claimed as well.
And, I think we did get that. I think we did get that reversed. Mm-hmm. No, we took out that audio. I think we took out that audio. But
so, obviously none of us are lawyers in copyright law. But can you copyright a speech?
I want to copyright specific notes and tones so that in the future we all have to speak in C sharp, and that's the only open source.
But that's like really like what it comes down to, like like, can I patent like a formula within my songwriting or my poems or my speeches?
Well,
can I, or a method that I use?
I mean, there's been musicians like Marvin Gaye's estate sued
Blurred Lines,
right? Robin Thicke for using a similar tune, and that's happened a lot, like where an artist has sued a different artist for using a similar like tune. It doesn't even have to be an exact rip. You can just claim like, oh, that was clearly derivative of my content. I don't know if that answers your question.
No, not really. I just wanted to find my way to gaming the system.
Oh, yeah.
It's been around long enough.
To just make a bunch of money suing people?
Yeah, or just claim a bunch of things.
Well, it's like with Kim Kardashian was making this, I think it was like an underwear line, and she wanted to call it kimono or something like that.
She wanted to take the word kimono.
She wanted to copyright the word kimono, and like all of Japan's like, hi.
Yeah.
Quick question about that.
Her lawyer's sitting there like, no, but they don't speak English. We're with this the English phrase kimono. That's not a real word in English.
It was literally, I mean, that's the best
only,
of my understanding.
Yeah, that's the only thing that they could say. Yeah. It's like you can say anything when you can pay a lawyer.
You can't.
It's also a brand of condoms.
Kimono?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Those sound soft and flowy. They might not get the job done.
Today's podcast is brought to you, today's prison cast is brought to you by kimono condoms.
Kimono. Put it on your dick.
It's the only kimono I know.
Not that we have to go there. This can be cut, but I had a brand of condom recommended to me by a friend. And it's a Swedish brand. It's called like Lilo Hex or something like that. It's a condom that apparently it's not one big balloon, but it's made by casting together same material essentially, but it's a bunch of hexagons. Yeah, yeah. Imagine like instead of casting. Yeah, it's like they've got hexagons connected and that builds the entire condom that looks like a normal condom.
Stop using your hands that big. Sorry. We all know that's bullshit.
Yeah. So like when you got to get into your condom.
Yeah, you know, and you wrap it around your balls.
Yeah.
For those that are just listening, I have my hands very wide.
As though he's saying the fish was this big.
Yeah. That's so funny.
But the fish is my balls.
Oh, yeah, but this condom apparently can't pop. There's like a video of them like poking it. It can pop because they put a needle through it, but it doesn't pop. It just makes the tiny hole, but it doesn't entirely pop.
Mm.
I don't see how that's better, because if you get a hole towards the top, you still got a hole. But
so
I
just don't know that it's pops.
I just thought I'd share about these condoms. There's kimono condoms, and there's also these hexagon condoms. The end.
All right.
I just learned about them. Hey, everyone should look up these hexagon condoms.
I'm actually kind of interested.
Hey, guys, totally sponsored by this Swedish condom company. I don't wear socks anymore.
What are our highlights going to be today? Prison reform, the 13th Amendment, preference.
Yeah.
Lilo Hex.
There you go. I'm telling you. And there's a video of this guy poking him with a pen. And my friend told me about him. And I'm like,
you can hit your wiener with a bat and you won't even feel it, dude. It protects it.
This is cool.
It's like active armor.
Graphene-inspired structure for thinness and strength.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's what
it is. It's got 350 interconnected hexagons that give it structure.
Forged together by a dwarf in Mount Doom. It's Mithril. Your Mithril ween.
My concern is that their advertisement shows the condom just like sticking straight up just on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Like all wieners
And I'm wondering,
do.
Like, does this just like come out of a sheath? And it's just like, it just stands upright on its own.
No, it's a normal condom, and it functions like a normal condom.
Okay, so it's just a normal condom.
I had one sample. I was given a sample. I had a sample one.
God, I feel like I shouldn't ask.
It was.
How was it?
Could you pop it?
Listen, on the
how many pins
this is
did
real.
You try to poke
I don't
through
know
it.
What size it was, and I don't know. I felt like I got the pencil variety because it was very difficult to put on, and it was very uncomfortable
to
leave
on.
And I'm a normal person, so I felt like I got maybe the extra small sample.
Uh-huh.
for the, but it didn't pop. Didn't pop.
But not, this doesn't sound like a glowing review.
No, my experience with it was not. Although I've never, you know, I'll keep my next sentence to myself. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
How good is that sentence we're not hearing?
I've got a question for everyone else. Mm. Have you ever had a condom that was great?
I did use the kimono condom.
You did? Oh my God, how is that?
They're good.
Yeah? Is that like sheepskin or something?
I mean, it beats having an accidental baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
More or less same sentiment. There's no great one. There are better ones.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
And I have no kids.
Yeah, okay.
Or STDs. Wow. So that's honestly dope.
You want to know something fun? Yes. My oldest brother, apparently a double accident. That's birth control and a condom.
Oops. Yeah, I have a friend that was the same way. But maybe that's the parents just lying. They're trying to like cover up for their you know, irresponsibility. Be like, oh no, we were responsible.
You just made me realize, what if both my parents were lying to each other and they didn't even know? One's like, you're on the pill, right? And he's like, yeah. And the other one's like, it didn't break, did it? And he's like, yeah, it didn't break like that.
Or she's like, you're wearing a condom, right? And he was like,
no, there's, you got it. There's no way that you don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Have you ever, I don't know.
Are you aware of the show that was, what's that show called? I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. Yeah. They made an entire television show about women that didn't know that they were pregnant mm-hmm. until they like went into labor. So
I've seen a clip of a woman talking about how she thought that she had pressure because she had to go poop and that she thought that she went poop. She was like, wow, that was such a difficult shit.
No,
I swear to God.
No.
Yes. And when she looked down, there was a baby. She had no idea. Not only did she not know she was pregnant, she thought it was a shit.
But it's a different canal.
No, you're misunderstanding. This person obviously has births of shits every day. This person knew no different between their daily bowel movement and birth. There's larger problems here.
Yeah, one of those sounds like an emergency.
The baby in the toilet, yeah.
Oh, my like, God.
Now, I don't know how much they play those things up, but that's the one that I have seen.
I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
That's the craziest
thing I've ever heard.
I don't know. But my issue is, like, hopefully it fell in the water part, you know? Because porcelain's pretty hard.
Well, look, the baby hitting its head on porcelain is just the first in a series of horrible things that's going to happen in that baby's life.
Yes.
When the mother didn't know she was pregnant and pooped the baby into a toilet.
Yeah.
That's not the only bad thing.
I feel like that's like an urban myth. That can't
be. That's an ad. That's an ad for that show 100%.
But hold on.
Unless I dreamed it. Unless I like saw a bit of the show and then went to sleep.
I believe that they put that on this show. This is reality TV. Mm-hmm. They cast someone to do that. Like, mm-hmm. maybe she actually didn't know she was pregnant, but for them to be like, what if you like played up the story? Like, you really just thought it was a poop. Like, we all know. Like,
can you imagine like an adult walking up to another adult? Like, the producer walks up, hey, but like, what if you thought it was a poop?
Hey, can you just play this up for us? Just like say it was a poop.
That's reality TV, though. That is reality TV.
Yes, but that's just so funny for this woman to be like, okay.
As long as I get my $45 American at the end of the day, you get your content, sweetheart.
Do you know what else? Sorry, it's equally gross.
You know what else is cool about condoms?
No, the same type of TV shows are like the ones where I saw like the stories of people that they didn't know they had tapeworms until like they farted once and then like felt something. I watched a lot of these shows as a kid just to like really, I don't know, I'd get grossed out and then I would leave. But this one dude farted out a tapeworm and went to go check on it and saw that it was a tapeworm outside of his body because he was like, oh, did I poop? And then he didn't know what to do, so he got scissors. And I feel like he was at his office or something. Or maybe it was his house and he had scissors. And he cut it as close as he could to his anus so that it would, and it went back up. The part that was left would.
I would have tried to pull it out.
No, you can't because they're literally in your intestines. They're in the walls. Like the fact that it was already coming out his butt like that is like it's already 35 feet long in him. Like that's the situation. And that's why there's a show about it.
Yeah, I think there's a kind where you can like, oh gosh, this is maybe too much, but I've heard that there's like,
sorry, man.
There's one where like you can like shine. This is
shine a light on it.
Shine a light. Like the doctors can like shine a light on the person's butt and the tapeworm will like peek out.
What?
It's a showman. It sees the spotlight and it says,
oh
I'm a star.
It's a little cave person. I'm so sorry, y'all.
Hold on. No, I can't Google this.
Why are you looking
it up? I can't Google that.
Oh, luckily we have no Wi-Fi here. Is that what's going on, or you just don't want to do it?
No, I don't want to do it because if I try Googling shine a light on a person's butthole to have a tapeworm poke out, That's not going to be a lovely Google image search. I like how we were supposed to talk about the places we wanted to go and see.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And the locations.
I'm so sorry.
All the lovely places.
I'm imagining
in the world.
One person like listening the first 3 minutes
just
of the podcast.
Fucking talk
like,
about it.
Like, oh yeah, awesome. I can't wait for them to talk about travel. And then like they skip to like they keep skipping by 10 minute increments, trying to see when like, the travel is like
prison reform
is tape word shine on the. What's your favorite condom? And it's like the last 10 minutes is like I don't know. Belarus sounds cool.
Where is that?
Eastern Europe?
Oh, just in general? Is that like Hungary?
Belarus? I don't know.
Oh, damn. I'm so sorry. I was really curious. I thought you might have gone there.
No, I've never been to Belarus.
I had Romanian food for the first time.
Oh,
what is that technically?
It was good. It was. What is it technically?
Yeah,
what do you
mean? Like, what is Romanian food?
What did you eat?
I had like a
better question.
Yeah.
What went in your mouth?
I had like a really like tasty like chicken stew kind of thing. Mm. It was like chicken and like maybe it was like a tomato base or something like that, and it had a polenta in it.
Oh,
and that was really
that
good.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, and then I had this dumpling that was like the size. It was like a fried ball the size of like a baseball. And inside it was like cheese and like I want to say like celery and carrots and some stuff.
That sounds great.
It was pretty bomb, my dude.
How did that happen? Where'd you get it?
It was next to where it was near where I get my haircut and and this guy was like, yeah, it's pretty good. And I was like, I've never had Romanian food before. I don't think I have ever been given the opportunity to.
Heck yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like trying new stuff like that.
Yeah. There's a Burmese food place or Myanmar food place. I don't know what you would consider it. But I don't know what it's called. Is it Myanmar right now? I think it's Myanmar right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had like a fermented tea leaf salad at this place.
That sounds good,
dude. It's like
tea leaf.
Yeah. It's like nothing I ever tasted before in my life, and it was amazing.
It's like solid kombucha is what that sounds like.
Well, it had like some your sort of typical salad things like kind of like a lettuce, but then it also had like a lot of like legumes in it. And then it had like little jalapenos in it, and it had like the fermented tea leaf.
That's always been surprising to me, the amount of jalapenos in East Asian cooking. I always like associated that with like Southwestern American or Latin America. I'm like, oh yeah, jalapenos. But the fact that it is so popular in East Asian cooking, I'm like, wow.
I mean, it could be a different kind of chili. I don't really know.
But it's at least similar. Here, like you get jalapenos on pho. You get jalapenos in Thai cooking. There's jalapenos everywhere.
Yeah.
Like there's jalapenos in sushi now too. So it's just, I don't know. It's
a good,
interesting.
Little boy, but it was dope. It was like salty from like the legumes, like nuts kind of things, and then it was spicy from the jalapenos, and it was like briny from the fermented tea leaves.
Sounds really good.
It was
yum.
It was great. Burmese food, I give that a big old thumbs up. But I do not want to go to Myanmar right now.
I'm gonna
not exactly a great place for
specific groups.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Or living, if you're one of the persecuted ethnic groups. But there are some other places.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
What places do you guys want to go to?
This is going
to
air while I'm in Japan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to Shane again?
No. Shane has Goldbergs and stuff and was sort of concerned about scheduling. So I'm actually going with Kevin and his wife.
Heyo.
That'll be super fun.
It's going to be super fun. Last time I went to only Tokyo, and there was so much to explore there, barely even scratched the surface. But this time we're going to Osaka first.
That's great.
And that's like the street food mecca of Japan. Mm. And I'm excited to try all these different things. I'm going to get off keto a few days before, so there's no like weird transitional period. And then just going to go to town and gain a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Get some takoyaki.
Takoyaki. Dang. I'm going to get some okonomiyaki, or is it onokomiyaki?
Okonomiyaki. But you don't want Osaka okonomiyaki isn't as good as Hiroshima.
What? But that's where it started out. I've been told.
Yeah, it's just not good though. It's
yeah, whole city doesn't have a good one.
Well, no, they might
try them all.
No, but nah. Well, because like the Osaka style okonomiyaki is that really simple, like savory pancake, where right. it's just like the single like flat thing.
Yeah.
The Hiroshima style is the one with like all those layers. And
oh, Shane and I had that style in Tokyo.
Yeah. Yeah. They might. I mean, they'll definitely have it in Osaka.
Fair enough.
But go after the Hiroshima style. But
dude, I'm gonna try everything.
What? Screw it.
I want to try literally everything. I'm excited because yeah. I'm a seafood boy.
Oh yeah.
And I've missed having rice while on keto, and so just the combo of all that is gonna be great. I want to make us a reservation at a fancy tempura restaurant. My treat.
Wow.
And
tonkatsu. Get some tonkatsu. That's
Well, is it tonkatsu or tonkatsu? No, you're talking tonkatsu though. Like,
yeah,
it's
a fried pork cutlet.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby, yeah.
Heck yeah. Down with that.
I barely ate sushi when I was in Japan. Both times.
Dude, Shane and I kept going to these conveyor belt sushi places, which, you know, there is sort of lower end, but they're all, like, color-coded with the plates. Like, if you grab a green plate, it's a dollar. If you grab the orange plate, it's $1.50 or whatever. But we would just go to town and make these stacks of plates, spend $15 total, and it's, like, their lowest-grade stuff is still the best sushi I'd ever had. Incredible, incredible food, and you just try whatever, and you're like, I can't really read that. It looks like it might be sea bream. Oh, well, cut it up. Like,
what? Did you go to
duck sushi? That was neat.
Did you go to a busy place? Was it busy, the place with the conveyor belt?
We went to a few different conveyor belt places. One of them was very busy. Another one was always just like, it was near the train station and barely had any people in it. And
ooh, see, that's sketchy.
Good. No, it was good,
dude. Because I feel like if you're doing the conveyor belt, you definitely want to go to a spot that is busy, because otherwise that stuff is sitting on the conveyor belt for a long time.
But it was
you don't
fine.
Want sushi sitting out.
It was fine. It was a dollar for like amazing tuna sushi. And I'm not talking about like the hand rolls or whatever. I'm talking like nice slabs of fish on top of rice. And yeah, even if it'd been sitting there, it was still fresher than anything else I'd ever tasted here, you know? We tried all sorts of weird stuff. So I'm just excited to have another food adventure. It's weird that food is the thing I'm most excited about when I think about Japan right now.
Oh, that's like half of my reason for traveling is just to eat food. Like literally just eat food and drink. And that's half my travels.
I remember when I went last time, the first night Shane and I were there, we met up with you and we were like, all right, what are we going to get? Like, I want to get some good Japanese food.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, let's go, I don't know, I'm feeling like, let's go get Italian food. And I was low-key pissed because I was like, it's my first night in Japan and you're taking me to get Italian? It was, I'll be damned if it wasn't the best Italian food I've ever had in my life.
Oh my God, that's
incredible.
So funny.
Yeah, Italian food in Japan's bomb.
There's just mastery. Of whatever you want to do, you pursue mastery.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they want to make a pizza, they're going to find a cool way to make it their own and make it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Same with, I had just amazing like risotto and
duck
and all that stuff.
I've never had a risotto in my life, and that's one thing that I really want to have.
What?
Risotto's great.
I've never had a risotto.
Oh, it's delicious.
Never. Only from watching 15 seasons of Hell's Kitchen am I now like obsessed with a perfect risotto.
Yeah.
Really.
We need to take you, like, there needed to be one more episode of Put It In My Mouth where we actually treat you to good food. And we're like, what do you want to try? And you're like, I've never had a pear.
We should take, Noah Fine Dining.
Yeah.
That should be the next show.
What I've done a lot is go places that aren't that nice. So I've done a lot of stupid things with my money for fun because I think it's funny. Probably the dumbest thing I've done with my money, other than buying a car and then breaking it a lot and then repairing it too many times.
Cake pants?
No, cake pants, oh, that's like $15. No, I went to a Red Lobster, and I think I spent like $320.
Damn, my
how?
Dude.
Well, that was the statement. I'd never been to a Red Lobster, and the statement was to show up and to order like their surf and turf, all the things that were like super expensive to try to like really, I don't know, just have the full experience of Red Lobster. And it was such trash, like the worst food I've ever had, that I just don't, I don't know.
I loved Red Lobster as a kid, though.
I used to do the, like, it's...
Not like fancy, but as a chain, like I think it is what I just saw a show recently. It was called Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner, and Lena Waithe was the guest star, and she was talking about Red Lobster and how meaningful it was because it made seafood be associated with like fanciness and family in her mind, and it kind of did the same thing for me. So as a kid, for my birthday, I would always be like, I want to go to Red Lobster, like that was my fancy
That's
restaurant.
So funny.
And since then, I've learned that like you know it's not necessarily fancy, but it is still.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's got that air about it for like, if you can't afford crazy fancy things, Red Lobster is a big deal.
I think also like if you're living in a place that doesn't have a lot of choices.
Yeah.
And you have a Red Lobster in town. Then yeah, sure. It's like it's
meaningful. You can make, it's like you can we're make going for seafood tonight, kids.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what did I do? Did I get all A's? Like what happened? What a treat.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so I don't blame you for doing that.
The best part, I just was really curious of the experience. Personally, yeah. I didn't like the food. Their biscuits are what was so good about it.
Oh, they're ridiculous.
The little cheese biscuits.
Yeah.
No,
Cheddar Bay. Yeah,
that's the only reason to still go to Red Lobster.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I'm a big fan of fried clams, and how many places can you get a platter that gives you fried shrimp, fried clams, and fried fish? Wow. Hit me up, Red Lobster. When you're here, you're family.
I guess that's maybe one place that I wouldn't go again is a Red Lobster. Over, I guess, the question of where would I go? I definitely wouldn't go a Red Lobster. If I had to go anywhere, though, I'm trying to think around the world. I don't know, but I've heard of this thing called an isolation tank, which sounds fun.
Yeah. We were talking about that the other day. I want them to put one in the Smosh cast room.
That would be unbelievable. I would never exit it. I haven't done it. I need to find one.
We're going to turn into Joe Rogan, where we just have an isolation tank and a sauna and an archery range in our office.
Is that a thing?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, that's a man. That's a person.
He took over Philip DeFranco's old office.
Is that right?
The old SourceFed office. Yeah,
wow. That's interesting.
That's what I heard, at least.
Rumor has it.
Never been there. Never stolen things
from his information broker. Where can I find Joe Rogan? Little birdie told me.
Have you guys traveled to every continent?
No.
And I don't mean tectonic.
Not even
continent.
Close.
Oh, of course. You can't go Antarctica.
What would we be like... Do you mean tectonic or like the
well,
map?
Well, there's a lot more if you're going like tectonically and not just how we drew a map, but yeah.
So I haven't traveled to the continent below Europe that they just found, but I was born in Europe. I live in North America. I've been to Asia now. Haven't been to Africa. Have not been to South America. Oh, and Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't.
Oh, and Australia. Haven't been to Australia.
I'm not very traveling
savvy.
Savvy.
The one place I've already going back to. So. Yeah,
I feel like I should be a little bit more adventurous. I have concerns about safety and stuff. There's also so many places
to travel where it is safe. Like, where would you want to go that you're feeling, oh, it's just not quite safe to go there?
I don't want to make rash judgments on places. So I don't really want to say a specific place, because I mean anywhere in the world, you know, save for maybe Syria and a couple other countries, are relatively safe for travel. You might get robbed, but you'll probably be safe. I heard this one tip. This guy said that I think it was Mexico. He said that cartels will sometimes pay off like people in the airline. Maybe a stewardess or somebody that's working the gate, they'll pay for like the manifest and then they'll Google all the names on the manifest. And if there's any important or rich people that show up on that, then they'll go and find the chauffeur that's waiting for them, tell them to either kick rocks or pay them off. And then they'll hold the sign. And then the person lands, sees the sign, they get in the car, and then they get kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't think that's really like, that's not something that any like regular old person should be worrying about.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a billionaire listening to this podcast.
If you're an amazing YouTube influencer type, like so, Ethan He Rocks.
So this person
Ethan
was saying,
He Rocks.
So this person said that they always travel on like a pseudonym.
Can you, wait, can
Is
you
that legal?
Do that? You can't do that on a plane.
I wonder, maybe within the United States? No.
No way.
No way.
They
you
check your ID 17 times.
Especially
as you go
2020
from...
on. You're going to need like certain biometrics on your ID.
They're like, walk through this thing, hold out your ID, but keep your ID in the box. And now hold your ID. Like, there's no way.
You can have the chauffeur under the pseudonym. So when they go looking for the chauffeur.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
It's the chauffeur. The chauffeur is under a pseudonym. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because
that makes so much sense.
If he goes there, like, let's say his name was Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm just made up name. And he goes there and there's a guy holding a sign that says Bill Gates. He's like, hold the fuck up. I put my name on the show to the car service as Gil Bates.
Mm-hmm.
That's a trap.
Got it. Gil Bates.
Can you imagine? I think that trap is really funny. It made me think of like some sort of like movie, like, you know, Mile 22 situation where they got to set up this big CIA trap and like it all pins on like them holding the person's name and them self-identifying. Like that's the whole thing. They're going after Bill Gates. They just have someone at the airport on any day with Bill Gates, just hoping.
Just hoping that he lands.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's it. Oh, you want to know a fun CIA thing? Sorry, this doesn't matter. All day long, I like reading weird things.
No,
apparently,
go for it.
At one point, they invested in putting microphones on cats in order to like put them out in, I think it was when Germany was east and west or whatever the wall was. around that time so that they could like gather information and put him at different embassies and stuff like that.
Wow.
And so they surgically were able to put a microphone in a cat. Everything, it all went well. And so the CIA guys were like, great, let's test it. But these people work all day long like in a lab underground and they don't get the normal world. So they released the cat to try to get information on just the general public, just in a small test. They
did it at
like
4.
No. They did it at like 4 p.m. The cat literally within a minute left. They were listening to it in a van and they heard the cat meow, then try to cross the street and then get run over.
No.
Holy crap.
So like they spent years and millions of dollars and they accidentally let it out during like rush hour.
I also imagine like late 80s, early 90s microphones where it just looks like this and it's just with a string tied to a cat's tail. Yeah. Like, go on, normal cat. Don't mind it. It's like, just trying to drag this heavy ass microphone.
I know they tried to, I think it was the US government, they tried to train dolphins to like deliver bombs.
That's so fun. Just knock on like the submarine hatch, just like
who there?
Normal dolphin.
Not a bomb dolphin.
Boss, it's just a normal English speaking dolphin. Do we let it in?
Open up the submarine door.
He can't breathe unless you do. Noah, where do you want to travel?
Okay, other than an isolation tank?
Because we got like 5 minutes, so we can actually talk about...
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry,
guys. You guys enjoy travel
cast. I always derail things. Where would I want to go? I would want to go places that I guess I know people or can get like a, not a special experience, but like when I went to France, it was nice because I went there to visit the family that my brother was marrying into. The dad is like a very, very well-seasoned chef. Well-seasoned. along with his food. It was so great. But in France, it was really funny because there was no... really help for disabled people if you're trying to use public transportation.
Oh.
Everything
yeah.
was like, you know, 30 stairs, super steep and like super slippery underground in order to get somewhere and somewhere else. And there were a couple elevators here and there, but they were all turned off. It was kind of funny traveling in that place and being like, oh, you couldn't really travel. Like my grandma, she had 2 knee surgeries. So for her, it was very difficult, but she's a badass. Like she was getting through it.
Hell
but
yeah.
like, it was really like, oh, this place isn't necessarily for you. To travel here. Other than that, the only places I've been, I went to Sweden when I was a kid.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was nice. I would like to go there again.
Yeah.
Because the seasons are so extreme, it's pretty fun to like see how a world is different.
Yeah.
But where would I want to go? I don't really know. I guess the Redwood Forest was really, really beautiful when I went there, like Yosemite and stuff
Dude,
like
that's
that.
That's close.
Yeah, that's like a place that I would love to go again. That place was actually just like really, really cool to touch these trees and to know like, wow, these are gigantic and big and these
sequoias.
Are like babies. Yeah, the sequoias.
Yeah.
And they used to be huge, like huge and thick and thousands of years old, some crazy shit. And then Paul Bunyan came, you know, and made the Great Lakes with his bowl or whatever happened.
Yeah,
so yeah, I would love to travel to the Redwoods again.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, the Redwoods are up in, because sequoias
aren't the same. Oh, are sequoias not Redwoods?
My
entire life as a Californian. As a Californian my entire life, I thought they were the same.
Sequoia National Park
is the Redwood Forest, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they're different trees, though, but they're both in the same place. I don't know. I always thought they were the same.
Maybe.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I want to go to, just firing off a list, I want to go to Japan, I want to go to China, I want to go to Germany, France, England, anywhere in the UK, definitely Spain, literally anywhere in Europe. I one day want to go to somewhere in the Middle East, whatever happens to be, you know, politically things are changing a lot all the time. So whatever at that time happens to be safest and most accessible.
Probably Israel.
Definitely want to go somewhere
in
Africa.
I'm just going to say
Iran. Definitely somewhere in Africa. Probably like to start with South Africa and then like move up the coast. Want to go to Brazil. I want to go to Peru. I want to spend more time in Canada because I only went there for a very brief time. Like, and also there's so much of America I want to see that I haven't. So I don't know. I only started traveling really on my own as an adult last year because, you know, I was always like very paranoid with money. I was always like saving because I'm like, I can't spend money on anything. Now I'm like, it might be okay to treat myself to a vacation once every couple of years or something, you know, so.
I think that's incredibly important.
I think so,
yeah.
Too. Oh, and Vietnam. I'm going to go to Vietnam.
But back in time, right? Sorry. That was not okay.
Vietnam's beautiful. My friend.
If you could travel back in time, where would you want to go? You can only travel back 45 years.
Who wasn't having some kind of conflict 50 years ago?
I'm so sorry. The moon. The moon 50 years ago.
Portugal. I'm assuming Portugal would be fine. Portugal would be dope, and they have amazing food. Oh, I want to go to, like, I forget the name of the, if it's Basque or if it's, I know Basque is the people, I'm pretty sure, in the language, but I don't know what specifically you'd call the land.
The Basque region.
Basque region of, between France and Spain. I want to go there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Got some good food. Yeah, I would love to go to Vietnam. Like, I think it's, my friend bought a scooter and, like, drove all through from like the south to the north.
Didn't Holy rent crap. One. He just bought straight up.
Yeah,
bought a
I
scooter.
Think it's just cheaper to just buy like a shitty scooter. It broke on him a bunch of times.
Okay,
but I guess you could just like go into a shop and be like, "Hey, can you fix this for like this much money?" And they're like, "Sure." Vietnam would be cool. Thailand would be baller.
Thailand would be cool.
Cool to go to something like Shanghai. Do you know what all these places have in common?
They all love coffee. My favorite coffee. I don't know.
No, I thought you totally had it. Yeah. I thought you totally had it. What do they all have in common?
Well, south of Vietnam and
French influence?
Bangkok and Shanghai, by 2050, we'll all be underwater, a new projection says.
Well, so will we if we're at the same rate. California will.
We'll be
the water levels are staying over there.
I don't know. When I went to Utah really quickly, there's a lighthouse that I was told by the crew that was in Utah, there's a lighthouse in the middle of the desert where we were in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, why is there a lighthouse? And they said, because that's the coastline when all the ice caps melt.
well, so the funny thing is, you remember those like old projections that said how high the sea level would rise? They found out that the satellite imagery that they were using was actually incorrect because it was seeing trees and it wasn't accounting for the ground. So they did another...
So it's like 50 feet higher than before because they thought the canopy was the floor. Is that what you're saying?
Yikes. Yeah. So they they think it's going to be a lot higher.
Oh, my God.
So I would say if you guys want to visit some really great low-lying areas, see it now while you still can or, look to volunteer in something that goes towards climate change.
Oh, yeah, Team Trees is still going on by the time we...
Well, you want to hear a depressing thing about that? I mean,
sure.
In order to reverse climate change with trees, you would need over, I think it was something like 1.2 trillion more trees than we have right now.
Guys, it's real. We all know it. It's the end of the podcast. We're all fucked. We've been fucked for a long time. This information that we all like to know has been around since the 80s. It's been around publicly since the 80s. Even before that, it was researched by companies. The Shell Corporation, the one that destroyed the Amazon, so many other things. They've known since the 70s exactly what the air would look like today. From their projection for, I think it was 2016, was anywhere from 415 to 420 parts per million of greenhouse gases, whatever the way that we measure it is, and we were at like 418 in 2018. Mm. So they've known literally the direct projections. It's been going exactly how we've known for a very long time, and they've purposefully evaded the law and paid people off. They should all go to prison. I love both of you, and thank you so much for having me here. I would love to travel to...
Oh, we still have 15 minutes? I thought you were raising 15 minutes?
Oh, it's not the end. Okay, great. Yeah.
I mean, that was a pretty good sign-off, and now I'm pretty sad.
I thought like
10
minutes ago you raised your hand like this, showing like we had 5 minutes.
You know what the fuck it was?
It was lunch.
They're pulling lunch, and I said five. How many blunts are the bowls?
Well, five.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have rapid-fired my list like that. Well, I want to talk about all the things.
I want to talk about all the people I want to put in prison.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, guys. That's the tone of my life.
It's November, guys.
So sorry.
It's crazy. It's like Gemini season, but with three times more conspiracies.
I don't know. See, that's not a conspiracy, though. That's what sucks, is that's not even fake.
Well, it is a conspiracy.
Oh, just not in the way that it's meant to be discredited. It's an active conspiracy, yes.
There's concept of conspiracy, and then there's conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. Like, people can conspire. Conspiring is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, you can still have a conspiracy theory about something that could eventually then be proven as being true.
But there is certainly the connotation of, like, all the birds died in 1986 due to Reagan killing them and replacing them with spies.
And Hannah Montana is really Miley Cyrus.
No, that one's been disproven.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it was just a
it's
mental
Hillary
disorder?
Duff, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that's where she went.
Hannah Montana is Hillary Duff, let the rain fall down.
Yeah, and also, Hillary Duff, controls the weather.
Mm. Wow.
She's a government agent.
Are you kidding
Have you ever
me?
Seen Hillary Duff and the weather in the same place?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Have you ever seen it rain around her?
Yes, every time.
Exactly.
Because she controls the weather. That's why she's got that cloud above her.
Exactly. Man,
I just keep laughing at this podcast.
Yeah. I want to visit the NSA headquarters. They don't have Windows.
Whoa, really?
They all use Mac? So.
That's cool.
I don't know. I'm just talking shit now. I'm making a joke on myself.
I want to go to Alaska.
Okay, that'd be cool.
When it's not covered in mosquitoes, I think.
Mm.
Oh, what's the deal with that right now?
Is it mosquitoes or flies? I don't know what it is, but
it's with the weather.
It's just during, when it heats up a little bit.
Melting still water.
We work with are actually from Alaska, strangely enough.
Yeah, two people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, who's the second?
Jackie and Greg.
Really? Jackie? Wow. She's from Alaska?
Yeah. I started to talk to Jackie the other day. I randomly brought up the Iditarod, and that's a dog sled race in Alaska, forgetting that she was from Alaska. And then when I said it, there was just like this silence and she just sort of stared. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. It's like this dog sled racing thing. And then she just chuckles and is like, yeah, I know it is. I'm from Alaska. And I was like, oh, I totally forgot. And she was like, my uncle raced in it. And I'm like, damn, I'm a double idiot. But to be fair, like, there was total silence when I brought it up. It was like, I did a run. Oh, it's a race. You know, it was
literally you Alaska-splained somebody.
Yeah, you mansplained her culture.
I hate mansplaining, but that's like, blah, 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 business and science. Oh, sorry, sweetheart. Business and science is blah. That's mansplaining. But when you bring up a concept and someone just stares at you for a solid 6 or 7 seconds and then you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I should clarify. That's just normal splaining, right?
Maybe whatever you said just wasn't interesting. She just didn't respond.
That's very possible, man.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I'm like you. I definitely over-explain.
Yeah.
That's like where my brain is always.
I feel like I always get stuck in this trap of like, just with people in general, I'll say a thing and if I don't go into more detail, people are like, I don't know at all what that is. What are you talking about? But then if I say the thing and think like, I learned from last time. People don't know what this is. And I start to say, oh, it's this thing. People go, yeah, I know what that thing is. Mm-hmm. And I'm never right. Mm-hmm. I'm always an asshole.
You should take a vow of silence.
I would love to. I should just do that.
I don't
if
know.
If Smosh keeps employing me, what
if we, this entire time, right now, conspiracy theory, Smosh has been Milli Vanillying the entire time. We don't talk. It's someone else VOing
Shane
us.
Shane is just in the background.
The whole time
the
he's doing all
curtain.
Of our voices.
Ba,
each
ba,
one.
Ba, 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 ba,
how crazy would that be? Oh my God, new conspiracy theory. Let's deep fake a new group of YouTubers.
Okay.
We'll call them Team 11.
Yeah.
And we'll all look like Milli Bobby Brown.
We'll call them Zoosh. Nobody's taken that name.
Wow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Last night you were trying to start a new company, Zoosh. Like,
no, it's already been made. Out. That was the channel that Logan and Jake Paul started.
Oh my, was it really Zoosh?
Oh yeah.
Back in the day.
That's so funny.
They tried to do sketch comedy when they were little kids.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I haven't heard of...
It was adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't heard of any travesties coming from those two recently. I feel like they're cooking something
they're
up.
Logan's fighting KSI again.
Oh,
well,
neat.
Well, there's also one other thing. Apparently, crap, now I don't know if it's in a music video or in a TV show. It's one of the two, but I think they have a TV show coming out, and in the pilot episode of whatever they're doing, there was a joke about filming a dead guy. There's something like that someone was talking
great.
About.
Dope. I'm glad
See,
they can laugh
I'm the
about
worst.
It now.
I'm the worst. I'm Twitter personified. I don't know anything about it, but this one time I heard someone else say something that was like, he filmed a dead body, and so now everyone don't like him. With that being said, I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, no, they'll be doing fine forever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, places I want to go.
I feel like we just don't want to talk about it
Ooh,
today.
I want to go to Logan Paul's or Jake Paul's bank. I want to go into their bank vault. I imagine banks have vaults for rich people, kind of like Harry Potter.
Like Scrooge
you know what
McDuck
I mean?
Diving like into McDuck. The coins that would clearly break his bones.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or like Mr. Krabs. That's where I want to travel.
Bikini Bottom.
I want to travel to the Krusty Krab specifically.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be
They
great.
Had one at Comic-Con. They had a full-on, like, Krusty Krab
Did they give you burgers?
I didn't go.
Okay.
I get really anxious at places like Comic-Con, so I usually make a beeline to a few specific booths and try to, like, stick to the outskirts.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I'll see something like, oh, from a distance, that's cool, but there ain't no way I'm waiting in line to just look at a SpongeBob thing. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
But you know what they should do at Comic-Con and stuff? You should be able to rent a cherry picker and just go through the floor. They got tall ceilings. You should just be able to look really wealthy and
like
effectively
a
ride a giraffe. Yeah, one of those. And you just get a roll and get this really nice angle at everything.
Or well, because you'd be rolling people over, so that wouldn't be
yeah.
That wouldn't be acceptable.
Those
well,
are general
stop
admission
in the middle
people.
Of the aisle, like
but,
they always do.
Yeah.
What if you had a cable system
and
you were zip line? You were like rigged up to this cable system, and you then like kind of just hovered over everyone.
Wow.
I feel like the line would be overtaken by people in Superman outfits.
You know, and you would have to have a weight limit, and that would upset a lot of people there.
This is just for us.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sorry, where is the influencer zip line?
Yeah.
That's, which is the worst sentence anyone's ever said.
That's unbelievable.
Hi, sorry, the VIP trebuchet. Can you yeet me to the other side of this?
That'd be great. I would love that.
That'd be crazy.
Human cannon.
I would for sure watch an influencer get trebucheted across a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
football
yeah.
Football field size.
Wow.
Auditorium. Whatever. Yeah, that'd be pretty dope.
I volunteer Trisha Paytas.
I volunteer Trisha Paytas. I don't know. I can't think of anybody.
That's so funny. I feel like you could put any YouTuber in there and it would work. Anyone with more than 2 million subscribers, and I think it's a punchline.
Yeah.
Hey, in the writer's room, I'm pitching everyone with more than 2 million subscribers.
I want us to start writing scripts like Mad Libs. Like we have a joke about some influencer blank gets shot across the room and we're like, mm-hmm. who could it be? Like, and we all just go through and we're like, all right, so Shane Dawson got launched across with a... cannon into a pile of feathers. What did you guys get? Like, yeah.
The lights went out. When they came back on, I saw Russell Brand next to another YouTuber.
Do you know what? What do you? Do you know what?
The Dobry brothers. Sure. Who are those two brothers that don't? It, I know a lot of those pieces.
There's Dobrik.
Unfortunately, Dobrik? There's four of them.
You miss. Yeah. You miss.
They multiplied.
Yeah.
YouTubers pop up and go in and out of fashion so quick. I don't know about in and out of fashion, but there's that girl who lived in the van. Who
she's
got
still
really,
in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a matter of like, you know, it is such an ever-changing landscape, but it's a matter of like respecting it. Like some people are going to be like flash in the pan, but for the time that they're around, they still matter. They still have an audience that cares about them. So it's sort of like recognizing that and just being like, all right, you know, it's still part of the community and, you know, so. Yeah. And just hop, getting with the times, man.
I recognize they matter. I recognize their influence. I recognize their value. I just can't recognize their name if it was on a list in front of me without a photo.
It is quick. It is quick.
It's just what
it gets harder every year. To know like the people that are coming to VidCon because it used to be such a small community and it's like, oh yeah, I know like everybody that's coming and now obviously it's bigger than just YouTube. It's you know, TikTok and Facebook and Twitter.
Oh my God,
and...
did you guys hear that the US government is going after TikTok?
For what?
You hear that?
No.
Oh my God, the US government, it was on the news. And for me, whenever it's on the news and my grandma's watching it, I know that everyone over like 45 that has a child just understood what was happening. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if she was on Fox or something, but apparently the Trump administration is going after TikTok because they could be tracking all your movements and stuff because it's a Chinese company.
Oh, and
this
and
whole anti-China
underage.
Thing. Well, yeah, that too, but they're actually collecting data in the same way that everything else collects data and then it's sold and blah, 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 blah. But they're afraid that technically everyone that has it in children, not that they could put content on it, but I guess they could use the positional data of like military people that are like on base
like,
and using TikTok
that,
and stuff like
it
that.
It appears that a lot of people are moving like this.
Yeah. No, I think really what they're afraid of is like military personnel using TikTok and then them knowing.
Oh, they know
what's
exactly where
I've
they
been
are.
Using TikTok for like 2 or 3
but I don't
months
know.
Now.
Yeah, but I don't know how real it is because also like 6 months ago they were like, don't buy any of these computers. I think it was like Lenovo or something because they have a Chinese chip. But the issue is it's like, great, you're only warning me when someone else is doing it, dick.
True.
Yeah.
Tell me when you're doing it. We can all work together and keep my information safe.
That freaks me out. I also had like a credit card breach thing happen recently. Yeah. So now I'm like super like, who's got my what?
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
Mm.
You could be assured that the American government definitely doesn't have any of your information. So don't worry. Don't worry about it. Don't be worried about any of your information.
Look, it took me a week and a half to get a new credit card. Life was really hard, and there's only before the incident and after the incident now. Old Damien's dead.
Oh, no.
My credit union, you can print them there, but they print them without raised numbers, and it was so weird.
That's,
when I have
that now.
Yeah. It was so strange.
Someone tried to take one of those pressings because their credit card machine was down. I'm like,
wow.
You can't do it.
Yeah, now it's flat. And I didn't know if it's because they printed it right there or if it's the new thing. That's so – that's true. That's crazy. No one at Pizza Hut or anything can quickly –
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think anyone's doing that. Are people really doing that?
Well, someone's this doctor's office I go to, their credit card machine was down. So there is an actual machine where they take a pressing of your card to charge it later. That's a real thing. But they couldn't do it. So I was like, let me give you my debit card. And,
Like, do you
I'm
take
scared
Apple
of credit
Pay?
Cards.
They're all freaky.
Yeah, they're like small and they're like a rectangle. Fuck rectangles.
Oh
you know what's amazing? Hexagons.
Oh my
what
God.
Someone could...
Can we make a hexagon shaped credit card,
can
guys?
Can we cast 1,000 hexagons together so my credit card doesn't pop?
Yeah, exactly. Like
No. So the card reader doesn't get pregnant with my bank account information.
That's right.
And start printing out my money. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's how it works. Mm-hmm.
So guys, I think the big takeaway here is there's a lot of options out there for condoms. Do your research.
I'm so sorry. November is not a fun month.
Oh, I guess people don't need to buy condoms in November, right? Because it's no
shave November.
Oh, it's not no nut November.
Is it?
Why is November the month of restriction? When did this happen?
If you're Puritan, it's every month.
Nobody actually does no nut November.
I think people under 18 do it. I think that's the only people. I feel like those are the only people worrying about stuff like that. Everyone who's like an adult can mostly have an open conversation about things as long as you're not. Like in a business meeting. It's normally
fine. Feel like once you become an adult, all those like, oh, you have to's go away. Yeah. It's like, you're not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day. That's correct. Like, I'm going to pinch you. If you pinch me, I'm going to slap you.
Yeah.
Don't touch
me. Pinch me like in your suit, technically. Yeah, I can get you fired. Don't do that.
Use a condom. I don't care. Like if you say, just get over it. Seriously.
Just wear a condom at all times.
Just in case. You don't know what's going to happen.
I think there needs to be a devil's advocate here.
Does there, Noah?
As devil's advocate, I would say don't.
Support the latex
industry. Choose your words wisely, Noah.
The oil industry has taken over our planet. You should use beet condoms.
Is that a Beats by Dre's condom?
Yes.
It's $400.
It plays a 30-second track of Chronic. do you remember Hit Clips?
I do remember Hit Clips.
I think that was
before
your time.
Before me, yeah. Is that like when you used to pay for ringtones?
Sorry, I know we're tangenting way hard here, but there was a thing back in the day mm-hmm. where it was a thing called Hit Clips, and it was this little tiny like device you can carry on you, like a keychain, and you could switch out these cartridges, and it would play 30 seconds of a pop song.
What?
You know, like an iTunes sample.
The best part of that?
And you would pay
like $10
real money for this, and it was not cheap, and everyone wanted it.
Because it was like an MP3 player.
Could you pick which section of the song?
No.
No.
That's so fun. It
literally gave you a chorus.
Yeah.
And that's what you, like $5.
I wanted them just to put the bridge, like just when the song's changing, like where it's like no one can recognize what song it is.
It's just the beginning.
Guys, you know this song, and it's like,
amazing.
It's just the beginning of Darude's Sandstorm. Yeah. So it's like just right when it hits.
Oh, that would be horrible.
And it just cuts.
Oh my God, that's
just
money.
The buildup and no drop. Oh yeah. My God.
Blue balls. Well, guys, this has been a totally unexpected and completely derailed podcast.
Travelcast.
Wow. I really enjoyed talking about all the places that I wanted to go to. Thank you guys so much for that opportunity. But we'll come back and we'll do a real one sometime because I think it's good. Like, yeah. I want to encourage people to travel and see the world mm-hmm. and experience new things, new people, and eat lots of bomb food. Mm-hmm. So, guys, Noah, Damien, thank you guys so much for coming on this week. I had a great time. Thank you guys for listening or watching us. Smoshcast comes out every Wednesday on any of your favorite podcast apps, and the highlight comes out on Wednesday on YouTube. The full video podcast comes out Friday. And my favorite coffee, it's so freaking good, dude. And I'm really enjoying all the responses that you guys have been sending me. You guys are trying the coffee. You guys are loving it.
Yeah, someone stopped me at Disneyland just to be like, I got the coffee. I like it. I was like, cool, awesome. I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's cool. See, that's so cool, man. It is good coffee. I freaking love it, man. All right, we'll see you guys later.
Bye. Thank you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.